The answer is up arrow serum potassium, down arrow serum sodium, down arrow total body potassium. We have a hyponatremia. This is dilutional. This is because our hyperglycemia is going to cause increased serum osmolality, retention of intravascular fluid volume. It's going to dilute out our serum sodium, okay? The three main mechanisms for increased serum potassium are hyperkalemia. Number one, deficiency of insulin means we can't drive as much potassium straight into the cells. Number two, decreased glucose entering the cell, decreased ATP production, decreased activation of ATPase pumps. Less potassium is going to move into the cell. Number three, ketoacidosis, increased proton production is going to cause increased proton potassium shift. So more protons enter the cell, more potassium leaves the cell to balance charge. And then we have low total body potassium because the kidney is going to be wasting the potassium. So this is called kaliuresis, micturition of potassium. So the kidney senses the high serum potassium, but intracellularly throughout our body, due to those three main mechanisms I just described, we have decreased intracellular potassium. So once again, this is described as a hyperkalemia despite low total body potassium in DKA. That's it.